Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're listening to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Alrighty, what's going on? We'll be here till 2 o'clock. Then we'll pass it along to Damon, Ratto, and Kolsky. And they're going to have a chock-filled show of fun. We still got Rich. Let's get Rich in here, and then we'll switch. And I know Rich. I haven't brought you guys in, Dan and Goo. But what I want to do is, say hello to Dibs and Goo first. And I was thinking about bringing Rich in. How do you want to? What do you want to just touch on briefly before we bring Rich in, Dibs?
Let's go to Rich because you've already made it clear that you want to go to Rich, and this is basically
let me ask you this, window dressing. Okay, let me ask you this, Dibs. Because you know I rely on you for your radio acumen.
Sure.
When we went to break, I said, you know, I'm going to talk some football because we got a lot of stuff going on with Sala, the playoffs, our picks and props. And as we were coming back, I realized we still had Rich on the line who wanted to talk about the Warriors. So even in that sense, you're saying still not a good idea to come back and say, hey, what's going on? Dibs is back, Steiny with Guru. Hey, let's clean up some Warriors talk real quick with Rich. You're still probably not the way to go?
It would be better. It would be less awkward than let's go to Rich and then you retreating and feeling the obligatory let's go to these bums first. But however you want to proceed, Steiny, I'm in a fantastic mood today.
I can't, Dibs.
I can't be brought down today. I'm feeling better. I'm on the mend.
Nice. So, you know, it's like I ask my kids, Dibs, when they're not feeling well, do you feel like you're getting better or worse?
I have to admit, I'm getting better.
Nice.
I'm getting better.
There you go.
All the time.
Nice. Nice. Because that's always important. All right, let's go to Rich now in Fremont. We've done our obligs. Obligatory. What's up, Rich?
Well, fellas, nice to be able to speak again. You know, yeah. I was taking my lumps here because, you know, I got banned from the show.
What?
So,
what?
Yeah.
By whom?
What?
I got banned from the show. So
look at Spadoni laughing. Why are you laughing? Hold on, Rich. Hold on. Yeah. I'll get to the bottom of this. I didn't know about this.
Yeah. They banned me?
How about this, Rich?
How did you get banned? Let's ask him why. Steiny, and who told you you were banned?
Look, I was just following the powers that be, man. I got banned, so I took my lumps. I waited, you know, and wow. So I'm back.
Man.
And it's okay. It's all good. I ain't got no animosity. I feel like BS and D. We still good. We good.
Okay,
so,
cool.
You know.
Cool.
Okay, so, but give you my estimate. I've been listening to everybody, you know, going on about the Warriors and what's going on with them. And I think everybody needs to look at the particulars here for what it really is. And that is that, you're looking at a team right now, you know, didn't have training camp, a lot of new faces, and the expectations because of the history has always been high with this team, but we got to deal with reality. And the reality is, you know, time heals all things. And so right now, they just not have enough time. More time will tell what needs to be done, what checks and balances need to be made. But I tell you right now, the biggest thing that everybody's going to have to accept is, and the league's going to have to accept, with time, that boy Wiseman, that's going to be a bad man. He's going to be a bad man. So anyway, it is nice to be back with you fellas. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely, Rich.
Rich, it was a good run. Let's reban this guy. He's rebanned.
And I saw Rich on Twitter, Stoney. I said, don't be a stranger. I told him to call.
Oh, so you unbanned him. Okay.
Yeah, I said, call. I didn't, if you're not banned, if the host don't know you're banned. You know what I'm saying?
Kyle's brilliant.
By the way,
because I've been banned in my life,
How many different markets have you been banned?
Just one.
Not five.
It bothered me, too. Yeah, it bothered me, too. Like, what do you mean I'm banned?
Hey, by the way, I'm just checked out on Twitter at the break, and Dibs getting some praise on Twitter from Dr. Nirav Pandya.
What?
I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. He's a listener, and he follows us. He's an MD, and he says thank you to Dan Dibley.
That was great.
Just now on 95.7 The Game, talking about how our healthcare system is strained by COVID-19, and that a strained healthcare system means that the normal injuries we assume will get treated quickly aren't a guarantee anymore. And even the good doctor, including at Steinmetz NBA and at DDD Guru.
Wow. Shout out to the good doctor.
Yeah, he's a P1 and fantastic follow. I believe he's like chief of surgery at one of the hospitals around here in the Bay Area. I may have his title wrong. I don't have his Twitter profile up now, but he's a
big boy.
Because
if it's not a prestigious hospital, I mean, and he's just a run-of-the-mill MD. You know
It might be a pet hospital at a strip mall in San Lorenzo. I might have the details wrong.
Should have went viral. We should. If Barkley was on Twitter, we could have sent that to him. That was 100, as they say. No, seriously,
he's the epitome to me of a troll. And in this case, you're talking about something,
and
as,
I like Barkley. Yeah.
Why you're talking about something as universal as the vaccine? This is a classic stay in your lane moment to me, because you're a basketball analyst and you're one of the best to ever do it. And you're controversial and you're opinionated and you're funny. And, you know, you make a heck of a lot more money than I'll ever dream about making doing largely the same kind of thing. But when you veer into something like this and you make such reckless statements about where the vaccine should be allocated, I mean, I got a good friend of mine who's a teacher, and they can't get both of their vaccines, and they're expected to go back to school, and students might be coming, and yet you've got, you know, a commentator saying, oh, yeah, let's just vaccinate all of our pro athletes because they pay the most taxes.
Wow.
It's just offensive on so many levels.
Yeah. Yeah. That was bad. That was a bad one.
I don't like any of it, to be honest with you.
Nice drop there, for sure. And, no, again, thank you to Dr. Pandya, and I hope I'm saying that correctly. Thanks for the kind words and important words. And I wasn't the one that basically equated you to a veterinarian.
He's the chief of pediatric orthopedics at UCSF. Okay, so there you go.
So not Stanford.
Wow, you know. Wow.
Come on.
Shout out the UC system.
I wouldn't assume this stuff unless I knew the gentleman, and we've interacted on Twitter, and again, we love the doctor.
the good doctor.
What's funny is, and I'll segue this way, Rich said he was banned. Clearly the person who banned him was Kyle, the producer. And it just so happens that Kyle's on vacation today. Kyle's not in the office. So we still have to do picks and props and predictions. So let me introduce Joe Spadoni, who's taking over. He's moved from the board to the producer job. And apparently back to the board. Kyle recorded some pick six to ask us. So take it away, Spadoni.
And let's take it away, Kyle.
Go ahead, Cap.
Yeah, thanks so much, Steiny. Hey, Spadoni, can you hit the number one drop for me? Thank you. So our first one, we're going to talk about Anthony Davis, his points, rebounds, and assists, or total points in the Kansas City-Cleveland game. So that's Anthony Davis against the Warriors, total points, rebounds, and assists combined, or total points combined in the Chiefs-Browns game.
All right, I'm going to say...
Normally he introduces who he wants to answer, but go ahead.
Spadoni and I have already gone over that. He forgot to throw it to somebody specific in his recording for the first one. So Spadoni said, Steiny, just go first.
No, this is great. I'm sorry to pull the curtain back. I love the absent but still present Kyle. Go ahead, Stein.
And I would be mad if you guys brought that up and I did that.
Did what?
Say that he didn't say who to go to after he did everything perfect.
I got to take I'm taking KC Cleveland. That's going to be 35-35. 35-34, I mean. It's going to be 35-35, and then it's going to go into overtime. So they're going to be plus 70, and unless Anthony Davis gets 50, 16, right, and 11, I like KC Cleveland here. Goo?
I'm going liquidate all assets. I'm with you. This could be 40, 50. Yeah, I'm going. If you've been watching the Lakers, he ain't exact. They're the championship. What do you call it, Dibs, when you're the hangover? So he ain't exactly like, I know the team is, but I'm just talking about him personally. He ain't going for 40 or 50. So I'm taking KC and your Browns, Dibs, because it's going to be, come on. I'm thinking the Chiefs could score 40 themselves.
Yeah, they could. But in this game, I mean, the way Cleveland lit up Pittsburgh, you would figure it would be a high-scoring shootout. But something to me doesn't feel right about this. It seems too easy to go the way of the Chiefs and Browns because, let's be fair here, Kansas City could win this game 38-11, which is 49. And Anthony Davis against a beleaguered Warriors front line, already having to worry about LeBron, Anthony Davis could go 29-11-9, which would be more than that point total. So I'm going to go against my gut, and I'm going to take Anthony Davis here, John.
Wow. Wow.
That's an ale, Stani. We're happy. Yeah,
Oh, yeah? Oh, you liquidated. I believe. Go ahead and mark the tape, Kyle. Mark the tape. Yeah.
I like where we're at. Go ahead, Kyle.
All right, the second one, Stephen Curry. He's been struggling lately. Does he break out? We've got Steph Curry points against the Lakers or Josh Allen completions on Saturday against the Ravens.
Man, I'll take this one, Kyle, on the no-look pass. I think that it's going to have to be the chef, and he's going to bounce back. Not that he has to bounce back. He had 35, but he understands the need for him to score. So Josh Allen getting 30 completions in this game, I don't see it. Give me the chef in the head-to-head matchup.
Goop.
I'm going the chef as well, and I know where you guys have him slotted on the MVP early ballot, but if he does it MLK Day against the Lakers, Bron and AD, he's already averaging 28, and you said 35, Dibs. I could see a 40 burger from Steph come Monday. I'm going to the chef, Steiny.
All right, I got to believe if Allen has a great night, he's 26 for 35, maybe 27 for 35. Is Steph going to get 30 against the Lakers on Monday? I'm going to say no. I'm going to say no.
What?
I'm going to go against Steph Curry and say completions from Josh Allen. Because I don't think the Bills are going to be able to run the ball, and hopefully they'll get behind. Yes, Spadoni.
All right, the third one here.
Kyle,
Dubs' first half points against L.A. or total pass attempts combined in the New Orleans-Tampa Bay game. That's any pass attempts. It doesn't have to be by a specific quarterback. Any quarterback pass attempts combined in New Orleans-Tampa Bay. Guru, go ahead.
Ah, there you go, Kyle. I'm going the pass attempts. This thing is going to be all-out track meet. So there's no way the first half are the Warriors. So I'm taking the backs pass attempts. That's a lock.
Dibbers?
Liquidate all assets on the pass attempts. This is the game that's going to be the good old-fashioned shootout, and I'm not seeing the Warriors able to put up 55 or 60 on the Lakers in the first half. I see them being down 51-39 at the intermission. So will there be 39 passes between Tommy and Breezes?
Oh, come on.
I think so. I think the Breeze-Brady combo is going to be closer to 65. I don't see the Warriors getting there. I'm liquidating on the passers over the points.
And the first thing I'm going to say is you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, a radio.com sports station. And this segment is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises. I am going pass attempts between Breeze and Brady. Pass attempts over points scored in the first half by the Warriors. What's up, Kyle?
You may have noticed I tossed the last one to Guru. It's because I had forgotten to do that in the first couple. And I'm recording these on a time crunch. So moving on, Kelly Oubre made threes or defensive touchdowns total in the divisional round. Dibs.
This may be my favorite ever. Oubre made threes or defensive touchdowns across four games. Well, Oubre's shooting it great right now. He's a knockdown shooter. Hit three last night. I'll give him 2 to 3. I'm taking Oubre Jr. I'm going to go with the hot hand here, guys. I think defensive touchdowns, you might get a couple, but wow, this is a fascinating, fascinating cross-pollination.
I'm going to say, I'm actually just going to have a little fun here and say the defensive touchdowns. Because I'll tell you what, you get three defensive touchdowns, and keep in mind, the football games happen Saturday and Sunday. So by Sunday night, or more important, by tip-off Monday, Oubre's going to know the number. And if that number if that number is 2 or 3, pressure's on him, he knows it, I'm taking the defensive touchdowns. And I'll tell you what, God forbid the Ravens get two themselves.
I'll say this. I'm going Oubre, and Dibs, you mentioned he's shooting it better for his standards. And you got to keep it steiny. The rat on the table, fellas, is these the pretenders have gone home. These are legit quarterbacks we're talking about. I don't even think we're going to see one defensive touchdown. So I'm going Oubre.
Okay.
All right, Eric Paschal should be playing. So we've got Eric Paschal points scored or Devontae Adams receptions. Steiny, go ahead.
Paschal, he's had a lot of good ball games this year. He had a dud last night, but that's okay. You know, you can basically chalk Paschal up for 11 or 12. That's a lot of pass catches. I'm going Eric Paschal, the Villanova product.
Wow. Go ahead, Dibs.
Go ahead, Goo.
I'm going to say Adams. You know, Lakers got some length, and I believe that's Paschal's kryptonite, Steiny, and on the road again, do you get the same Eric Paschal? I'm going Adams, Dibs.
Man, I like it. I'm going to just follow right along with you, and I'm going to also go with Devontae Adams. He's the kind of receiver who could have a 14 or a 15 catch game. He is the number one, if not the only reliable target. Shout out to Valdez Scantling, who excelled on my bench on my fantasy team. He'll hit you for the one catch for 78, but Adams into double digits. Paschal, I'm not so sure. I mean, yeah, he's been good, but there's been games where he struggled offensively, and the Lakers with that front court could neutralize him. Give me Devontae Adams.
All right, okay. The Lakers, they have a good defense, so we're going to go with Warriors total points against LA or Lamar Jackson rushing yards against the Bills. Goo.
Oh, this is, if I can liquidate all assets, I'm taking Warrior total points.
You already did.
I thought we got two, but anyway, I'm going Warriors
picks,
total points.
One for the props. You're going with the Warriors?
I'm rooting for Lamar. I just don't see him getting over, you know, 100 on the ground. I just don't see that happening.
Can I hear it again?
All right, the Lakers, they have a good defense, so we're going to go with Warriors total points against LA or Lamar Jackson rushing yards against the Bills. Goo.
Okay, I'm going to say...
I love it.
Yeah, I got to say Warriors. Yeah. I got to say Warriors points.
Yeah.
I just got to take the logical one there.
Yeah, thank you, Supertramp. The logical song. I'm going to go with the Lamar Jackson rushing yards because all it takes is one big play, and I think he might get Buffalo for one of those classic 67-yard scampers. I like Lamar Jackson in this one, 103-98 over the Golden State Warriors.
And the last one here to wrap up props, Warriors made threes against the Lakers or total punts on Saturday between the two games. Steiny.
Punts. Wow. And the reason I'm saying punts is because I don't feel like trying to figure out exactly what we need, and I just... I'm saying punts because it's the first thing that came to my mind. It's tough to figure out.
Yeah, it can be puzzling. You're talking about Warriors made threes, and they're usually in that 9 to 12, 9 to 13 range. And then you've got two games on Saturday across which you wonder how many times each of those teams would punt in that game. I'm going to go with Warriors threes, hoping for a chef special and realizing that more teams more often go for it on your garden variety fourth downs. I don't think Buffalo or Baltimore are really going to be stymied that often. Green Bay and the Rams will be down. They're going to be going for it on fourth down. Give me Warriors made threes.
And you know what, Dibs? I'm going to go Xerox. I'm going to copy you. So I'm going to say the Warrior threes too, Steiny. I just see I don't see too many punts and not as many as the – I can see the Warriors going hitting 15 or 14 threes like you mentioned, Dibs. Yeah, I'm going Warrior threes.
Moving on to pick six here. The Rams are at the Packers. Packers favored by 6.5. Dibs, who you got?
Ooh, it's tough, and I think the Rams' quarterback issues rear their ugly head, their ugly collective head. Aaron Rodgers playing the best football of his career, and the defense much improved. Give me the Packers, and I'll lay the points.
I'm going the other way. I'm taking the Rams. I can see them just flushing Rodgers out of the pocket all day. They're going to have his head spinning around. Aaron Donald, that defense. I think the Rams will cover and maybe win outright, but I don't.
I think the Rams are going to win, Steiny. I'm with you, and I think the Rams can control the ball. Nobody's talking about this leaky defense that the Packers have, fellas. I really see McVay going in here and winning a game and Aaron Rodgers having to deal with the fallout. A-Rod won't be the reason they lose, but I'm telling you, the Rams defense is going to get after him, and I don't think that Packer defense can stop what's left of the Rams offense with either quarterback. I'm going Lambs.
Ravens at Bills. Bills initially favored by 3. That line is down to 2.5. Steiny, who you got?
Come on, Kyle. You know who I got. I got the Ravens with the most dynamic quarterback this side of quarterbacks, Lamar Jackson. I got Baltimore. I got Baltimore winning it all, by the way.
Baltimore. I'm going to liquidate all assets, Dibley, which I got in this round.
Yep.
I'm rooting for Lamar, Stoddy, but you didn't look at the weather
report.
Allowed. It's going to be bad weather, and that's why I'm going with Buffalo. Liquidate all assets, and I'm going with Buffalo. Yes, I ain't going with Lamar.
But you don't like
him. I do like him.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and ask for a piggyback ride here, Guru, and hopefully I'll get one because I'm also on Buffalo. I'm not going to liquidate, but the foul weather – mixed with the fact that Buffalo is the best team this side of Kansas City. They've played great. They've got another game at home. No one's become a bigger fan of Josh Allen faster than this guy right here, who famously had him outside my top 15 of the quarterback rankings. But right now, I'm about to drive to Fireball and see if I can buy a home there. That's where Josh Allen's from, Steiny, in the Central Valley. Give me the Bills.
Well. And, you know, now that you brought it up, this is a big game for McDermott in my quarterback.
True. Don't take airtime away from Kyle. Kyle, go ahead.
Sorry, Kyle. Third game. The first game on Sunday, Dan Dibley's Browns at the Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs favored by 10 points. Remember, they had a bye last week. Goo, who you got there?
Oh, this is – I wish I had a LAA left, but I don't. I'm going Chiefs. No way this thing comes to a screeching halt to the Browns. They won their Super Bowl last week against the Steelers, and I'll leave that there. Great season for Cleveland and Baker, but Kansas City will take care of business. This is a blowout.
I'm going to say I'm going to take Cleveland. That's a lot of points. That's a lot of points. And you know what we usually see is that the team with the bye gets off to a slow start. I don't think they're going to win, but I think they're going to cover. I see one of those games kind of like last year where Cleveland's going to get up against the Chiefs like, 14-3, and then by halftime it'll be 17-17, and then it's just going to be a dogfight.
Yeah, taking the 10 points is like getting that 32-ounce Corona at the Coliseum when you go to an A's game. It's not your favorite beer. It's probably not the best deal. But you're getting 32 ounces, and you don't have to go back to the concession stand. So give me the 10, and I'll hope that they don't get blown out. My Browns, I'm not so enamored with their ability to win the game, but I'll happily take the 10, Kyle.
All right, and the last one, Bucks at Saints. Saints favored by 3. Third matchup between these two teams this year. Dibs, who you got?
Very tough to beat the same team thrice. I will liquidate all assets on Tampa Brady. I think the Buccaneers finally figure out the Saints, and they win this one.
Wow.
I'm rooting for Tom Brady, but I'm going Saints. I just I think they do the trifecta, Steiny, and they win three in a row. I saw Heinicke move the ball on the Tampa Bay's defense, and that's what scares me. So I'm going New Orleans.
You know how I feel about the New Orleans Saints. I thought they've been a myth all year. I didn't really have a lot of conviction behind it. I just kept saying it. Nevertheless, I got to take Tampa Bay so that if they win, I can at least say I was right.
Look at you.
It's a great uptick.
Yeah.
You guys both playing both sides of the fence. I like that. Guru with a classic. I'm rooting for, I'm picking, making
right.
sure that no matter what, he comes out okay.
Right. And I'd like to thank our producer, Kyle, for putting in the extra work and doing that yesterday.
I felt like he was here. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
It really did. It really did. Okay. Hey, listen. I don't want to say we've got issues. Let me just see if I got a read here. No. Okay. So coming back, we've got two things that we've got to deal with. One, we've got to correct the record on some. I should say this. Dibs, remember how early in the show you said we're all about accuracy?
Yeah, I was joking.
Okay, well, we may have, well, when I say we, I mean Dan Dibley, may have made an egregious mistake.
Oh, God.
That we're going to have to correct on the other side. That's one thing we're going to do. And then the other thing we're going to do is there's a lot of clamor because Dibley left it out there that he had a great prank in high school, but he didn't tell us what the prank was. So hopefully on the other side we can get what that prank was, and we'll also might have to reprimand Dibs a little bit for an early mistake. That's what's coming up. 95.7 The Game.
Now for the Exergen temperature check. It's 67 degrees and partly cloudy in Fremont.
You're listening to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Taking it right into the weekend. We're going to be here for another 45. Turn it over to Damon Ratto and Kolsky. They're going to put together a heck of a show, if I know them. And we're talking about the Warriors. We got football this weekend. You know what, Guru? We haven't heard a gripe in a while. Everything must be all good for you these days.
It was the start of the new year, so I've been trying to be positive, Pete Dibs. But I'll have one next week for us.
All righty. Okay, so there's two things we got to get to, and we may not get to the one, it looks like. A lot of people on the text line, Dibs, and by a lot I mean one, asking, you had brought up a prank that you had pulled your senior in high school that you basically said went perfect, but you might not be able to share it. Is that correct?
Yeah, yeah. Limitations still in place on that. And, sometimes, details can't be released to protect the innocent. But it was just one piece in an otherwise incredible senior year. If you were part of the class of 1986 Marin Catholic High School, you know exactly what I'm talking about. From day one to day 180, it was a tremendous year.
All right,
wow,
now something.
Dibs, that's I remember. Wow, go ahead, Stoney.
So, Dibs, you are accurate most of the time. You might have made a mistake, and I didn't check it at the time.
I missed it.
Apparently. Greg Kinn, I think he's alive.
Huh.
Greg Kinn, Jeopardy. But I seem to remember, yeah, so anyway, congratulations to Greg Kinn. Who's still plugging
along,
RIP. I guess.
Yeah.
And I know. Let me tell you, Dibs can Google as well as anybody. And, yeah. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. He did a blog post on January 11th. So
of this year?
Yeah.
That's gutsy effort.
Yeah, he's around. Yeah.
I'd like to apologize to all the kin.
Right.
As look to backpedal.
Well, and also luckily we're not going to have to worry about next of kin.
thank you.
You like that one? Oh yeah. Spadoni, yeah. Come on, give me a laugh on that.
You didn't even hear it, did you? Tell somebody they're pregnant or not.
Steiny, it's because of our kinship that I'm able to handle you formally correcting me on this matter.
Yeah. You know what, though, Dibs? I have a recollection of something, too. But anyway, I'm glad to know he's alive for sure because he is a kind of a Bay Area fixture. 510 says, can you please tell Dan Dibley every time I see Ken Jennings hosting Jeopardy, I think of him, meaning you, Dibs. So
okay.
Congratulations.
Is that the new permanent host or is it just on rotation right now?
I think it's on rotation.
Yeah, you saw that Aaron Rodgers is going to host, right, Goo?
Right. That's
really? Get a shot. Yeah.
Yeah, he said it was special to him. That show is has a special place in his heart. He meant it. Yeah.
707 says, great to have you back, Dibs. I think I'm going to start calling you the McDib. And the reason that is because he thinks that consumption is probably unhealthy of Dibs, but that it's cheap, filling, and delicious.
And, a tremendous sauce, I'm told, for those of you fans of the McRib. Much like my commentary, not the most nutritional information, but certainly tasty, and it keeps you wanting more.
Yeah. All right. So thank you to all the texters who texted in. Hey, one thing we haven't talked about is Robert Saleh. Robert Saleh's going to the Jets. Going to the Jets. And it, you know, where, what do you think? I mean, he obviously didn't take the Detroit job. That's a place that he's from. That was kind of where he was linked mostly. The Jets, Guru, surprised, excited, don't care other than the 49ers are going to get a couple thirds in the next 2 years. Where are you, Robert Saleh?
I'm excited. I'm excited because we saw this happen, and basically, for you know, my vantage point, Dibs, it came out of nowhere. And you talk about minority coaches, the first Muslim head coach, and I always go proactive. What if it works in New York where it's just been bad and that stench has been awful? And I think they've got the guys in place now to where they're tired of being losers and tired of making the bad decisions. I think Robert Saleh has action to be a cult hero like Parcells if he can turn this Jets team around. And I'm just I think they got action. They got resources. And I'm glad because I hate this. Oh, if you're supposed to be a head coach, which is probably all the coordinators' dreams, to turn down a job. I'm like, no, this is the ultimate, to me, dream. You can't be, oh, I think I want to go here or there. And I love Saleh for taking the job and taking on the challenge of turning around the J-E-T-S.
Jets. You got to finish that. You got to be able to close that out.
And that's different, Dibs, than E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles.
Man, nobody cares about that.
I didn't know if you guys wanted that. So, yeah, anyway.
Hey, speak to
opportunity for him.
Or is that
Craig?
Is that Craig? Easy, Craig. Let's not get too comfy. Hey, but, Dibs, just think about the – I know I'm popping around here.
Well, first, if I may weigh in on Robert Saleh,
please do.
I mean, we don't need to. We don't need to rush in to subsequent topics. Okay. Yeah. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath and let me craft over here. Let me paint. Okay. Let me paint outside the lines. This reminds me of when I left being a traffic reporter and got a job on a local radio station, on a morning show, got my first big promotion. I got brought in-house, and I was not only a producer, but a featured on-air talent. And I had a deep feeling that it wasn't going to work. Much like Robert Saleh going to the Jets, they're probably not going to turn into a juggernaut, a winning team, a Super Bowl contender. Now, they might, but the odds are that they won't. But the very fact that he's now being elevated to head coach and he's being thought of as a guy who's good enough to be a head coach, it's much like when I got that first real on-air promotion. It lasted 11 months. The show never went higher than 21st in the ratings. It was a terrible show. But subsequent to that moment, I was then considered to be worthy of an on-air spot in Morning Drive in the number four market in the country. So even though short term, it wasn't a success, the fact that I was now in this pool of on-air talent made it so that long term, it was a success. And that's, I think, for Robert Saleh. Worst case scenario, they stink. And in 2 years, they're bad. He doesn't embarrass himself, but they're just not that good. Let's say they go 8-24 and the Jets decide to move on somewhere else. Robert Saleh can go to college and get a job as a head coach. He can stay in the NFL as a coordinator. Yeah. He's already arrived.
Well said, Dibs. Well said. Hey, how about this for what's it called? How about this for hashtag random? Just a crazy. Did you see Mark Spears' tweet?
No.
Which Mark Spears? Football or basketball?
Basketball.
Okay.
Our local guy.
Yeah.
Do you know that the apparently the Pope saw, you know, he was impressed with what the NBA did with Black Lives Matter and what they do in Martin Luther King Day, that the Pope wanted one of the special jerseys that are going to be worn on Monday, and he called our old friend at the Atlanta Hawks, Schlenk, not him personally, but through Danilo Gallinari, the Pope apparently said to contacted Gallinari and said, any chance you can get me one of those MLK jerseys that you're going to wear on Monday? And I just texted Schlenk. I'm like, you sent a jersey to the Pope? And he's like, yeah, we sent a jersey to the Pope.
Pope Street Cred going to be through the roof, Dibs, when he throws that bad boy on.
It's pretty good. I mean, if you look underneath the garments, he's got the pointy hat on. And you look under the garments, it's like, is he rocking a Trae Young right there? Is that a John Collins road jersey? Man. What do you got, Pontiff? What do you got?
Yeah, so Spears says, the Hawks say the Pope. Of course, Pope 7-6. He wanted to acknowledge this. He wanted to acknowledge the stand that NBA players took in support of BLM. The Vatican reached out on January 7th asking for MLK Hawks jerseys the Pope could pray a blessing over on MLK Day. So the Pope gonna send one up to the big fella, see if he can get some things done on MLK Day.
Jesus.
And remember, the Pope also met with five players in November. I think Kyle Korver was among those who met, and he's praising the NBA's fight against social injustice. Talk about it.
Well, Pope getting down. I'm mad. I love it.
All right. Back to the Warriors, who are now 6-6 after last night's loss to the Denver Nuggets. They were scheduled to play tonight against the Phoenix Suns and then, of course, Monday against the Lakers.
That.
Yeah, I kind of did too, Goo. They haven't had a back-to-back yet this year, have they?
No,
the Warriors.
Nope.
Yeah, I don't think they have, so it would have been their
against
first.
Against a good Phoenix team.
Yeah. So maybe it I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing. But obviously the next game the Golden State Warriors play is Monday against the Los Angeles Lakers. The one thing I was asking you guys, or not asking you guys, but we talked a lot about is Draymond Green and what's going on with him this year. And I want you to take a listen to something Steve Kerr said, because we all think Draymond wasn't so good on defense last night. Here's what Steve Kerr said about whether he thinks Draymond will take that kind of an effort personally.
Yeah, I do. I think Draymond will take this one personally because he prides himself on being the anchor of our defense and the engine. And he's been our heart and soul here for a long time. And you saw what happened when he was out the first few games. And upon his return, our defense got much better. So we're always going to need him to captain the defense, to give us that energy and that edge that we need to compete every night. So I imagine he'll bounce back strongly in LA when we play Monday night.
Yeah, and Guru, I think he'll bounce back strong too. The issue, though, is if he played well the two games, let's say, before last night, how consistent can Draymond Green be? Can he put together 60, 65 real good defensive games, or is this kind of what's going to be happening, a couple good ones and maybe a stinker?
No, and that's why I wanted to hear from him, because, you know, I just want to know where his mindset was at on what caused the stinker, because the stinker wasn't, you know, let's put the right on the table. I didn't see the effort that I usually see from Draymond. And I'm going to be real here. When Robin called, she was right. It was reminiscent of last year when you saw Draymond out there with the youngster Steiny, and as great as he is on defense, it was like it didn't even matter because there was so much going on. So to be on TNT prime time in front of Kenny Chuck and Ernie, I just thought we were going to get the best, you know, Draymond Green possible. So Dibs, I hope it's just a one-off, but why I feel a bit robbed, if that sounds too strong, is I want to hear from Draymond on what led to, quote-unquote, the no-show. Because I don't think this was about they overlooked the Nuggets. You can't do that. I just want to know, and I feel we won't see this again, what was going on to where that could happen for 48 minutes. And he didn't even play that much. What, 29 minutes, Stein? He didn't log a lot. Steph did, but Dre was kind of out of it.
Yeah, I saw one and file this under excuses made by other people. I guess you'd file that under E, but some people saying Draymond post COVID playing at altitude, maybe that was a factor. And again, to your point, it would have been nice to be able to hear from Draymond, and Draymond's not ever going to come out and say, oh, I wasn't feeling good, and you know, I'm still coming back from the Rona. He's not a guy to even make excuses for himself, even if they're valid. But I saw that thrown out on Twitter, NBA Twitter, and I thought, huh, that's an interesting notion, but unless the player actually says it, you can't really put credence on it, nor can you take away from the realities of what Draymond's going through physically. I do, and I hate to do this, Steiny, but I got to correct you and, you know, clean up one of your messes. Aisle 4, I believe you dropped the big jar of spaghetti sauce. The Warriors actually have played back-to-back games. They faced Portland and Sacramento on consecutive nights, which I believe does qualify as back-to-backs. They scored 137 points in each of those games, and they actually won each of those games. So in the interest of accuracy that we all strive for, they actually have played a back-to-back this year.
And I'm going to help him clean up on aisle 4 because, of course, I was like, you're right, Stein.
We need a service 20 on aisle 4. Yeah. Service 20.
Yeah. I hurt you on that one.
Yeah, bring the mop, Goo. And, Steiny, you can bring the dustpan.
And the bucket.
And, yeah. You know, because I'm super-duper defensive, I will actually say, you know, interestingly, I said, hey, Warriors, have they even played a back-to-back this year? I don't think they have. It was hardly – of course, the Warriors are missing out on their first – you know what I mean, Goo? I soft-pedaled it.
How about this? It wasn't life or death like Dibs cleanup.
Well, I'll say this. Having worked at Safeway in the mid-80s, shout out the Red Hill Safeway, as a courtesy clerk, you always hated to hear that. And I believe it was a service 20 because they would use codes on, oh, we need a service 10 in the front. They would never call you out and say, Dan, you need to bag Dan to the bagging. It'd be like a service 10 or a service 30. Anytime you got that service 20 or cleanup on aisle 7, as you went to get the mop and the broom and the dustpan, you're thinking, aisle 7, please don't let that be the wine. Because the red wine spill, awful. The mayonnaise was always brutal.
I used to go high, dude.
Bottle of vinegar. You worked in a grocery store, Goo? You got some grocery
food
in your
less
game?
For Fremont, yeah.
Shout him out.
Where's Daryl at? I'd be in the restroom, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, man. It's just too much. Yeah.
See, no, I never worked.
I'm different.
In a Safeway, but I worked for Pepsi Cola, and they actually made us stock the shelves of the supermarket.
Right, right.
They started a long time ago. They went away from stock boys and girls to, you know what, the vendors have to put their own product on our shelves. So at that time I was driving a big truck with Pepsi Cola, and I would have to go to the supermarkets and then stock the shelves with Pepsi Cola Dibs. And when I say a big truck, I mean it was one of those pickup trucks with dual wheels on the back.
Oh yeah, I could.
I cannot picture you driving a pickup truck, let alone one with a multitude of rear wheels. Based on what I've seen you do in your Leaf, in your Volt, in your you had a Prius before anybody even knew what a Prius was, and I can't imagine you. I mean, I'm sorry, Steiny. I maybe it's profiling, but I can't see you, you know, with the fingerless gloves on, trying to crank an 18-wheeler into a tight spot, backing it in with a beep, beep, beep.
And keep in mind,
Swagalicious.
Never said 18-wheeler. It was a 6-wheeler.
Not 5?
It was a 6-wheeler with a dual. But I just, you know, every once in a while, I need to reaffirm my blue-collar roots in case anybody thinks I'm a child of privilege.
Well, as we talk about back-to-backs, and as I, you know, back to the Warriors, we look at the upcoming, quote-unquote, gauntlet of games. They have a back-to-back on the 20th and 21st at home, San Antonio and the Knicks, an off night. Then they go to Utah, an off night. Then they come home, and they'll play Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. So three games in 4 nights after a trip to Utah, two of them against the T-Wolves, and then the rematch, quote-unquote, against Phoenix. So they've got a pretty big group of games from the 20th to the 28th. They'll play 6 times in 9 days, Steiny, including 2 back-to-backs.
Yeah, and, you know, those are those two teams, the Spurs and the Knicks. Those are great games to me, measuring stick games, because I look at, you know, I look at the Spurs, and they're 6-6, and the Knicks, I don't know what they are now, but
you got to go up there on Mission Boulevard and take on Moreau and that old Cracker Box gym. It was a house of horrors for me in my volleyball career, Steiny, but that's a story for another day. You want to talk about throwing clipboards. We opened there my final year at Drake. We went 32-7, but Moreau got us in 4, and I took the fellas outside, and I had to give it to him, let him know that this is not the way this year was going to go. And on that night, we turned things around. But, Goo, you don't have to go all MVAL because they absolutely will practice. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, maybe not Sunday as well, but it's coronavirus. You're not going to go to L.A. early. Hey, guys, let's just get down there early and, you know, let's see the town.
It's Sunday.
Yeah, let's get out and enjoy ourselves. No, it's not. That's not the case. So if you're not in there putting in work, and by you, I mean every single Golden State Warrior, they should all be in there putting in work, because last night it's not acceptable.
Yeah, and I mean, they were supposed to obviously head to Phoenix today. I'm sorry, after last night's game, they would have been in Phoenix. They bypass Phoenix. They're coming back to the Bay. Then they're going to L.A. You know, if Mark Jackson's coaching this team, they are going right to L.A. Right to L.A. To get to L.A. by Sunday Mass. Bogut said it on his thing. I mean,
did we ever play that sound? Yeah, we did that. We played the.
Yeah,
did we get to Bogut actually saying it? I don't think we did.
No, we did.
We absolutely did.
We played it, and that was the case. And they had in Steiny.
Thanks for listening, Goo.
Steiny was the one who actually told me this. When Mark Jackson was the coach, they'd have Sundays off. If there was, you know, obviously no game Sunday night, or maybe there'd be a game Monday, and you're coming off no game Saturday, they'd have Sunday off so that coach could fly down to L.A. and preside over his flock down in Southern California. So that's just the reality of the situation. I want to touch on one thing, Steiny, and put this out there for all to appreciate, because you were saying you're not sure how many times they play the Lakers and whatnot. This year's schedule to me is as close to NBA perfection as you can get, because the West plays the West 3 times apiece, and the East plays the East 3 times apiece, and you play the other conference 2x apiece. So it's as close to a balanced schedule as you can possibly find. 72 games, to me, is fine. You don't need 82. And the fact that it's a balanced schedule, the West teams will have the same schedule as the other West teams. That's how you create competitive balance. I love the 72-game template.
You like it, Goo?
I like the 82 template, but I do understand why it's 72. I like the fact that MLB is going back to its roots, and we'll see 162 again. But I'm not mad at the 72, Steiny, because at the end of the day, we're going to find out and we'll know who the best team is. The worst team can't say they didn't get enough time. The schedule was manipulated to gel or fix what ails them. So I'm not mad at it. I'm okay with it.
Hey, you were talking about somebody's getting a kick here, Dibs, as a Moreau alum, hearing Dibs call Moreau's gym the old Cracker Box of horrors made his day. Let me ask you guys a question because I don't know the answer.
Okay.
What's the best, like, and we've kind of talked about this before, but what's the most, what gym in the Bay Area has the most history and character, would you say?
Are we talking high schools?
Yeah. I think Kezar is really cool,
right?
Obviously. But, like, is there a high school gym in the area that's maybe a little quirky?
O'Dowd has to be one of them. O'Dowd, no doubt. Dibs, you
what,
would know,
what, but just the fact that it's pretty small?
No, just the fact that, some of the greatest, athletes from the greater Bay Area have played in there, that have gone on to play pros, big games. And I know back in my day in the, 90s, 80s, that was a place like the old Laker or old Bull Stadium. Steiny, it's not the biggest gym, but the history in it and the guys, the J Kids, the Riders, the B Shaws that have come through there and played.
Yeah.
To me, that's my, old Chicago Stadium or Boston Garden.
Has to be up there. And it's certainly with the athletes that they have at O'Dowd and the fact that the court is like 65
Dude,
by
right.
25. The thing is tiny. It's
yeah.
I've seen so many teams come
so
in
weird.
And O'Dowd will press you from tip to horn.
Amazing.
And it's just, there's nowhere to go. There's no room on the sidelines or in the baseline. And there is actually a new gym coming there, I think, in the next small handful of years, which was made possible in part by the volleyball program that I started. But that's neither here nor there. The thing about Morohai's gym is, and I think that they're also getting a new gym if they haven't already, super low ceiling, which for volleyball not necessarily ideal. And the ball would hit the ceiling,
yeah, they got a new
and the little
deal,
flakes
yeah.
would come down. Yeah, they do have a new one, right? It's open up in Moreau.
Yep.
Well, the thing about O'Dowd, and, my daughters go there. One went there. I mean, the campus is beautiful of Bishop O'Dowd, and I'm looking at the gym the first time, and I'm like, what are you kidding?
Yeah. The town.
Are you kidding?
The town. Right.
Although, Dibs, I'll tell you, that's the kind of gym I would have gone into as a player from another team and just would have wreaked havoc.
You would have loved our gym, Steiny.
Well, it's big, right? Logan has a huge gym, right?
I mean, like a college gym. That's the gym I went to see. Can I name the host?
Please.
I'm such a good guy. Depends. The host, Michael Irvin, our guy.
Oh,
his
sure.
daughter was playing in a game at my school. And I go, I'm going to support my guy and his daughter. And Dib's like, I could have been doing 100 million things, and I love the Urban family. I get to the game, and the daughter's in a cast. And I'm like, and I hugged her, my niece. I'm like, Herbs, I didn't come to see everybody else. Why you didn't give me the skinny on? Your girl wasn't playing. But anyway, we had a good time. But I got out of there real quick after I found out. I wouldn't have had you come to watch my kids if they'd not been on, wow. Been on the IR, Dibs. I know you got stuff to do.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So is Logan's gym, is it just are there just seats on each sideline and they go up, or are there seats behind the basket?
No, they just seats on each side and they go up.
So it must go up pretty high.
Real high. It's called the Pavilions, Donnie.
Nice.
So, yeah, I'm proud. Nancy Reagan came to Logan during my tenure.
Wow.
So.
Who did?
Nancy Reagan.
Just Say No. Actually, the Just Say No campaign was about Guru shooting the basketball.
Oh, wow.
Oh! Thank you. Thank
couple,
you. I'll take
from
that.
The text.
Oh, I'll throw one out real quick, Steiny, just because it's apropos to the Warriors. I think it was, San Leandro High. Back when I was doing some local TV, I saw a game between Jared Cunningham and a guy by the name, at that time, of Juan Anderson, pre-Toscano.
Wow.
Jared Cunningham, who went to Oregon State, against
Oregon.
Juan Anderson. Just one of those great high school matchups that you see. And the other one is Oakland High, the old gym, O-High.
Oh.
I saw some great games there. Jalen Brown, not to be mistaken, or Jabari Brown,
Jay,
I'm sorry.
Huh? Okay.
Jabari Brown
throwing
down mad dunks in the pregame. And you got to throw in Salesian in there as well, watching Jabari Bird in another tiny gym that's got a stage on one end. If you've got a stage at one end of your court, you're from the old school.
And real quick, Snotty, this I got to share this one. Don't sleep on Hayward High. And Eddie House went to Hayward High, and I went to go check on him, watch a game, Snotty. And it was like a young Larry Bird was in there. I mean, it was, you know, that type of – and he put on a show that night, and that's when I was like, man, this kid might get there. Then went to Arizona State and to the league, but, you know.
To me, I mean, I've always thought this. To me, the greatest – what's the word, like electric environment,
ooh,
to me is a great high school basketball game in a great gym like that. I mean, honest to God, I'd rather, I mean, it's just, you know, and I just remember you guys are talking about all the great players who came through here in Oakland and those games. And it's like, yeah, I go back to, you know, whatever, when, you know, seeing Sam Bowie play in high school and the gym's just packed and it's just – it's just there's an excitement you can't describe. Couple coming into the text line here. Salesian, I think you just mentioned them. They said the
Jabari Bird.
Yeah, right on top of you. We've got Reardon High School from the 415, best high school job. Reardon.
Fontana.
That's Sal Castaneda's alma mater, Reardon High.
I didn't know that.
I was at Reardon. Does Reardon have – there's the sideline, but the seats aren't on the floor – they're up a little bit so that there's a bench area where nobody's near you. Is that? I think I saw a game at Reardon.
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
Is Reardon the one at the top of, like, Portola?
Yeah, I think that's it, Stoney. It ain't no small gym. You go up.
No, it's a nice gym.
It's a nice gym, like at college. You go up to watch the floor on the deck. Real quick, Shasky and Bonte, what's their school? Did Washington?
I'm not sure. On the text line, they're saying McClyman's. McClyman's High has a great gym. Encinal in Alameda.
Yeah. J.R. Ryder, I saw him get down there. Yeah, J.R. Ryder, that was his school.
So they call it the Nail House Gym. Not sure what that means. Mac in West Oakland, obviously McClyman's. Agree on the O'Dowd Gym. San Mateo High School, Dibs. You ever been to the San Mateo High School Gym?
No, I haven't, actually. That's,
me neither, dude.
My Peninsula's a little bit of a soft spot for me, although I did coach against Sarah High in boys volleyball, and I wised up that
Craig
going
Jeffries
up against those West Catholic athletic schools, it's a little bit of a meal, so to speak. My plucky little squad from San Anselmo, we were in over our head that afternoon.
Gotcha. And our great buddy Lobo saying, don't forget my high school, American High.
Oh, Fremont. They call it Freakmont, but yeah, Fremont.
American.
Eagles.
Oh, I thought he meant, you know what? I thought he was from Vacaville. I would have thought he meant that Jim Dibb was talking about in American Canyon.
Yeah, beautiful gym.
No, now he could.
Absolutely gorgeous new
when
facility.
When I hear American, I think about the Eagles and Fremont, Dibs. I don't know if you've been to that gym.
And you got to shout out Frank Laporte Court at St. Joe's there on the island of Alameda because, and the redo that they did. I actually was coaching boys volleyball there when they were redoing it, so we had to have our home games at Alameda High, and once they opened that gym, it's just gorgeous. A lot of history there at Frank Laporte Court.
All right, we're getting a ton here, and this is where we go to the expert, Dibs. A ton are coming in. Somebody's saying Head Royce.
I haven't heard of that one.
Midi, they say, has two good gyms.
You talk about overhead seating now that we're down in the South Bay. St. Francis, Mountain View, the majority of the seats are up in the balcony. Actually,
awesome.
The worst play-by-play location maybe in the history of basketball. You're in the upper deck in the corner, Steiny, not at half court. You're in the corner. But St. Francis, that is a tough place to go and win when you're going up down there in the West Catholic League.
Jefferson and Daly City, I've never heard of that one. Monta Vista. How's Monta Vista's high school gym in Danville?
It's awesome. I actually saw Zach Ernst playing center for Monta Vista going up against De La Salle. And Frank Alaco, the legendary coach, I believe the score midway through the third was 14-13. Both teams hold the ball.
Right.
Your boy Zach Ernst, something else on the interior. I think the Appel kid who went number one overall in the baseball draft was Mark Appel.
Stanford?
Yeah, he was on that team as well.
Didn't he have a sister that was a great
athlete? Yes, Jane Appel. She went to Carondelet and eventually starred at Stanford. What are you looking at, Spadoni? I'm dropping dimes right now.
I haven't looked at the Zoom in 5 minutes. I'm looking at the text line, and they're just – they got school. I don't care. I love it. Montgomery? What about Montgomery up in Santa Rosa area?
From the old school. Yeah, one of the old school Santa Rosa places.
Didn't that burn down, or was that Cardinal Newman?
That was Cardinal Newman.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Goody, if you want to jump in.
No, I was just Monta Vista, Dibs. I played for Logan football. We lose 7-0 on a second-half kickoff. I'm all distraught in the locker room, and we got some characters on the team. My boy Frank J., rest in peace, and Palmer. They're kind of got the music, the boombox blasted in the shower, clouded. Neil Fromson was our coach. Came in. I've never seen a guy so mad broke the radio because we lost 7-0. I look up, and, you know, Steve, they're dancing, having a good time. And he came in there and broke that radio. It's like the stuff you remember as a youth, man.
Exactly. Sarah Hyde, I guess they call it the jungle.
Milpitas.
Got a Milpitas High School. I got an exclamation point, Richmond High, baby.
Coach Carter, the Oilers. For a brief time, they were in the Marin County Athletic League, just for you historians.
Newark Memorial Gym is huge.
Yeah.
According to the 510, Castro Valley getting some love.
That's where Toscano Anderson went, right, Dibs?
Yeah, pre-Toscano, just Juan Anderson.
My nephew, too, Jalen Rutherford, he went to Castro Valley.
Where's Pioneer High School? I've never heard of that one.
That's San Jose, I believe.
Okay. Let's see. Delta O'Neill, the former Cal athlete, donated $100,000 to Milpitas. All right, I'm here at Jefferson High School in Daly City again. Mission High School in San Francisco is nice. Really? Dibs, ever been to Mission?
No, I have not been to Mission High.
How about the Menlo School in Atherton?
No, I got a little bit of a blind spot when it comes to those schools in the peninsula.
Okay, another new one.
There's a lot, too.
okay, that's funny. I like, oh, man.
You love this. Absolutely love it.
You saw Sam Bowie. You know, I saw Jay Kidd. You know, Peyton, B. Shaw.
I'll never forget seeing Cheryl Miller for the first time at the state championship game in 1982. She played right after my brother's team won state. I'm walking off the court as an eighth grade.
At the Coliseum?
Eighth grade ball boy, Goo. Yep, coming off the win. I look over, and I saw something I had never seen before. Cheryl Miller, 6'2", in the layup line, basically going cinnamon at the cup. And I had never seen a female athlete like that in my life.
Yeah. I mean, I'll never forget Sam Bowie at Pottsville's Martz Hall, threw in 48 against Williamsport, including 12 slam dunks. It was an unbelievable game. Speaking of unbelievable, DRK coming up next. We got Sean Salisbury at 2:30, Nick Wright at 3 o'clock. That's brought to you by Fremont Bank, full-service banking, no compromises. Have a great weekend, everybody.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.